Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Moshe Ben Peshtin, Raisa, Moshe Mordechai, Linishmas, Maris Esther, Rashi, Maris Chanav, Tzchan, Ratzal, Tzchan, Tzchan, Meir, Zev, Ralzan, Zush, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shmuel Pinchas, Ben Rabbi Yaakov, Tzvi, and is based in the Torah, Rain of Rabbeinu, Mori, Neinu, the Shmuel, Zichro, Tavis, Kol Nefesh, Hagoyin, Rabbi Dovid, Zetzal, Ketuba, Pasuk, פרשת השבוע ל"ב, ששת ימים תעשה מלאכה, וביום השביעי יהיה לכם קודש שבת שבתון לה' כל עושה במלאכה יומת. 6 days your melacha should be done, and on the seventh day it'll be for you holy. Shabbos Shabbos, on a Shabbos of Shabbos is to Hashem. Anybody who does melacha will be put to death. Rashi writes, Hiktim lehmatzar Shabbos, sliv lechaz ha-mishkan, lo yimar she'inu doiches ha-shabbos. That the Torah was makdim, proceeded to write the warning about Shabbos to the warning of to the commandment of the Mishkan to say that Shabbos is not doiche Mishkan. That Mishkan is not doiche Shabbos. Loimar she'enu doiche is Shabbos. The Mishkan, the Avodas HaMishkan, is not doiche Shabbos. The Mizrahi, the Gur Aryeh, the Kli Yokol, all ask from what it says in Parshas Kedoshim, Ish imo yivov v'tiro v'shav sosei tishmoru. Rashi there says, you know why it says fearing your parents next to Shabbos? To tell you that fearing your parents doesn't override Shabbos. Shabbos overrides your parents. You don't listen to your parents, they tell not to keep Shabbos. So here we have Akasha. And this is Taka from Misugi in Yevamos 5a, Mitzia 32a. The Akasha is that here Shabbos comes first to show that Shabbos overrides Mishkan. Mishkan comes second because Mishkan doesn't override Shabbos. It's second fiddle, the building of the Mishkan. And yet in Vayikra 19:3, we put Shabbos second to show that Shabbos isn't overridden by fearing your parents. So when do you write the what takes precedence, first or second? In our case, Shabbos is written first to show that Shabbos is more important. And in Vayikra Perak Yates Pasuk Gimel, Shabbos is written second to show that Shabbos is more important. So which one is it? According to Rashi here, it has to come first to show that Shabbos comes first and nothing overrides. The Mishkan doesn't override Shabbos. Comes first. So how come there in Vayikra it comes second? Shabbos. Also, another kash at the beginning of Parshas Kisisa, V'tadav b'nei Yisrael le'mor achad Shabbos say tishmor ki yos bris. Rashi writes, even though I commanded you al melechas ha-mishkan, but it's not doicha Shabbos for that melacha. That's why it says, ach, achaz ha-miyot, it's going to come to me ma'it. Melechas ha-mishkan. Don't do melechas ha-mishkan. And there, first you have Mishkan written, and then Shabbos. Whoa! If Mishkan is first, that shows that Mishkan is Doicha Shabbos. Just like by us, we have Shabbos first. That shows Shabbos is Doicha Mishkan. There you have Mishkan first in Kisisa. So that means Mishkan is Doicha Shabbos. So what's the correct order? Why in Kisisa are we makdim the Mikdash to Shabbos? Also, the Maharal Gur Aryeh asks, how come Moshe was Mishana Mitzvah Hashem in Parshas Kisisa? As in Parshas Kisisa, first he's told about the Mishkan and then about Shabbos, and here he first puts Shabbos and then the Mishkan. Just there, he's Memayit the Mishkan from the Ach. Here, we don't have a Miut of Ach. Ach et Shabsoisei Tishmaru. That's a Miut to tell you that don't do the Melechas HaMishkan on Shabbos. But here in Vayakra, we don't have that Ach. And again, there, the Mishkan comes first, and here Shabbos comes first. As Elu HaKushiyot and Me'od Mod Chazakot, Me'od Otzmatiyot, Sheyesh Lanu B'Sugiyah Zot HaMerateket, Uvechein Rabotai HaDerech Shanilech HaPam, HiKazot Be'ezrat Hashem, Api Shuv Torat Moreinu V'Rabbeinu Moreinu. Yesh Hava Mina, that Mishkan should be doicha Shabbos. Ah, in essay is not doicha leisa sheish bo koris. Shabbos essay is a leisa sheish bo koris. So what's b'chal b'havim mina? So the Mizrahi, the Kli Yokor, the Mechilto said, bring that the havim mina is mikoyach kal v'choymer me'avoide. If avoide is doicha Shabbos, so then building the Mishkan should also be doicha Shabbos. Avodah, right? We do the Avodah on Shabbos. You're lighting a fire on Shabbos. Bring Karbanos on Shabbos. So let's also be doicha Shabbos with building. Kamash Malan, that not. That's the Hava Mina, that Mishkan should be doicha Shabbos. However, the Gurari is Tameya. He writes, no, no, no. The Hava Mina is that on Shabbos we only Aser Melechas Odom, not Melechas Shamayim. Building the Mishkan is Melechas Shamayim. That's the Hava Mina. Kamash Malan, even Aser Melechas Shamayim. So we can say that there's both. Tarvayu Isnehu. You have Biden. You have both of them. Both of these reasons. One, the Havamina that you would think they're only not allowed to do Melechas Adam on Shabbos, but Melechas Shemayim you're allowed to do. And the other one is that Avoid is Deuch Shabbos, so too the building will be Deuch Shabbos. And the Nidon in Parshas Kisisa is Mitzad Dechia. Kedechia's Shabbos La'avoda. In other words, there's a nidon here. What's more important? Shabbos or avoda? Shabbos or building the Mishkan? The nidon is mi chashuv yoter. And in Parshas Kisisa, we have a lesson. Shabbos is more chashuv. Shabbos is more chashuv. As we see in Parshas Kisisa emphasizes the greatness of Shabbos. How chashuv Shabbos is. It's a sign, Bein Yovim in Israel, Osi Leolam, God created the world, etc. So in Parshas Kisisa, the issue is, what's more chashuv, Shabbos or Mishkan? Answer, Shabbos. Because it's more chashuv than the Mishkan. More important. Shankin, here the Nidon is mitzad etzem iser Shabbos. To teach us that the iser Shabbos, talking about the dinim of Shabbos here. Here's a dinim class in Shabbos. The dinim of Shabbos, the iser of Shabbos, applies not only to Melechas Adam, but also applies to Melechas Shemayim. So in Parshas Kisisa, we learn that the Shabbos is more chashuv than the Mishkan. Here, we learn that in Dinei Shabbos, the Isser of Shabbos overrides the mitzvah of building the Mishkan, even though it's Melechas Shemayim, like the Gurayeh said. It's a prat b'dinei Shabbos. That's what this parasha is talking about. Because in this parasha, we're talking about the Lamites Melachos. It says, Eila Advarim. Eila, we learn in Masechet Shabbos 70a and other places that this is a remnant of the Lamites Melachos. It would seem that Elu Elu is 36, and then right, Aleph is 1, Hey is 5, and then Lamed is 30, and then Dvarim is 2, it's 38. Hadvarim is another one, it's 39. So we have here 39 Melachos. 39 melachas. So here, the issue in Parshas Vayakel is melachas Shabbos. Mishum kach ne'emar kan b'pasuk, lo tevaru esh b'chol moshvoteichem b'yom haShabbat. This is a chiddush. This is a kamash malan b'dinei Shabbos. Because again, we're talking here about dinei Shabbos. So therefore, we learn from lo tevaru esh either Shabbos l'chalak yatzos or l'havar l'chalak yatzos or l'lav yatzos. Either Havar, it's a lav, that's why it's singled out. It's lechalik, to show your chai for each malach individually. So again, here the nidon in Parshas Vayakel is the malachas of Shabbos, dinim of Shabbos, the surim of Shabbos. And we were taught here Hilchas Shabbos, when everyone's gathered together for Nidvus HaMishkan, because of the chashibas of Shabbos, it was Nemra Bahakel, Yem Bezeb Gurari, Yevchen Bemedrushu, B'Tor Yishlemo, Yis Beis, Yis Gimel, Yis Dalet, the Bir Ayin Sham, B'Tor Yishlemo, Umishum. Shekan Bikar Dinei Visurei Shabbat Mayri. Here we're talking about the Iker Dinei V'Isurei Shabbos. And one of the details of Isur Shabbos is that it even applies to Melechas Shemayim. And with this, we can understand the Shinuyei Haloshein, the difference in languages between these two parshiyos. You know, the Chayyur is talking about the same thing. Here it says in Pasuk Bei, Sheshmin Tasem Melacha, Teasem Melacha, V'yom Shvi Elechem Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Shabbos, and Hashem Kol Esevam Melacha, you must. And there in Pasuk Tes Vav, it says, Sheisimim Yaseh Melacho V'yom HaShabbos V'yom Shishi Shabbos HaBosan Kodesh Hashem Kol Yaseh Melacho V'yom HaShabbos Mois Yumas. Here it says, Te'aseh Melacho. There it says, Yaseh Melacho. Here it says, V'yom Shvi Yalechem Kodesh Shabbos HaBosan Hashem. First Yalechem Kodesh, and then Shabbos HaBosan Hashem. And there it says, V'yom Shvi Shabbos HaBosan Kodesh Hashem. First the Shabbos HaBosan, and then the Kodesh Hashem. Here it says, Kol Yaseh Melacho Mois Yumas. And there it says, Kol Oisa Melacha B'yayim HaShabbos Mois Yumas. So we have to understand these different discrepancies between the Pesukim. So based on what we said, we can understand very well in Parashas Kisi, so the Kamash Malan is Be'etzem in Mitzvahs of Inyan HaShabbos. The Chashivus of Shabbos, here the Kamash Malan is in the Melachos HaAsurois. It's telling us a Chiddush in the Melachos that are Asur because of Shabbos. And therefore here, it says, Te'ase Melacha, which is Lashon Nikeva, referring to the Melacha, because here, we're talking about the davar al davar asur shi malacha mayri. So we're talking about what's asur, the malacha that's asur. Talking about dinim of Shabbos, the dinim course, dinim lesson. So that's parshas vayakal. Mashenke and parshas kisi. So we're talking about the mitzvah ala mitzvah v'mitchayevim and the mitzvahs on the gavra. Shemitchayevba. There we're talking about what comes out of it, what comes out of the mitzvah that the gavra is chayiv in this mitzvah. The mitzvah is so chashiv that this person has to keep this mitzvah, that he's not allowed to do malacha. And therefore it says, Alashon of Zachar, Eyaseh, referring to the Gavra. See the Haimek Davra, what he writes. And for this reason, we also understand the Shinu Legabe Osa Malacha B'Yom HaShabbos. There the emphasis is B'Yom HaShabbos. There the emphasis is Kol Oisem Malacha B'Yom HaShabbos Mois Yumas. Here it says Kol Oisem Boi Malacha. So what's the difference? Because there it's talking about the Cheshivas of Shabbos. As we see there in Pasuk Yud Gimel, Ki Osi Beini U'Beinechem. And V'Shomer Neisol Shabbos Beini V'Neisol Silayla. So the emphasis is on Shabbos, because we're talking about Shabbos is so chashuv. So mention Shabbos by name. Look at how Shabbos chashuv Shabbos as we see in Kisisa. It's a sign between me and you. V'shamrei Yisrael to Shabbos, you guard Shabbos. Ben Yuvan Yisrael si lo'ilam. Psukim tez zayin, yud zayin. And that's why there's a chiyuv Misa. Because of the avil, the great injustice that's done when somebody does malach on Shabbos. He desecrated the holy Sabbath day. Mashenkin over here, we're only talking about the dinim lemaisa. So you don't have to emphasize kol ha'oisa b'yom HaShabbos. B'yom HaShabbos, when you call it by name, it shows it's chashivas. But here, just we know we're talking about Shabbos. Also, but we're just talking about the dinim that relate to Shabbos. So there's less of an emphasis on yom HaShabbos. And we also don't say it's a sign between me and you, etc. Also here it says, Yelechem kodesh Shabbos Shabbos en Lashem. Here it says, it should be for you holy. Shabbos to Hashem. Kodesh is precious mimalacha. Kodesh means you're separating from malacha. Right? Kodesh is separate. That's what Kedusha is. Separation. Right? Mekudeshesli, you're separated from me. So here it says, Yelechem Kodesh. First it talks about not doing malacha, and then Shabbos Shabbos. First, it talks about the Lamaisa, because that's what we're dealing with here, the Dinam of Shabbos. And that's because Shabbos Shabbosan, because it's a holy day. Mashenkein Parshas Kisisa, which the Iker is that we're talking about the Inyan of Shabbos, Chashivas of Shabbos. So first it says, Shabbos Shabbosan Lashem. It's a holy day, a Sabbath of Sabbaths to God. And from this is Mischayev Yelechem Kodesh. So in the middle you can't do Malacha. But the emphasis is on the holiness of Shabbos. So again, that's the difference between the two parashas. Kisisa is the chashivas of Shabbos, and here it's klapi the iser, the dinim, lefi ze nira, kach. Sheomnam, legabei din dchia, when we're talking about the din dchia, which is the issue of kibbutz versus Shabbos, we have in Vayikra. What's more chashuv? What's more chashuv? We're talking there about the lav of mechamer. Mechamer means leading one's animal, carrying a load. So, not talking about your parents telling you to be mechal Shabbos, you know, to do one of the malachas, pashat not, but even mechamer, which is just a loisasei. So it's medin esei deicha loisasei. You might think kibbutz is deicha lav de mechamer. You can see the Rishonim, the Sugya, and Yevamos, also in Bav Metzia Lamed Beis. So the question is, well, who's more chashuv? Who's going to be docha who? As there, Adarabba, Misha Katuv Acharav, Ne'amar bo klapei hakodem she'en lo makom rak ad mitzvah shniyach hatshuva men. And the Torah says like this: you have to fear your parents until you get to Shabbos. When you get to Shabbos, adkan, they tell you not to do mechamer, you don't listen. It's magbil. The second thing mentioned is limiting the first thing. And the nidon in parashas kisis is dechia. So in other words, kibbutz aveim only goes so far. Therefore, Shabbos is written afterwards. It doesn't go up till Shabbos. Stop. That's what we have in kibbutz aveim. And the nidon in parashas kisisa, we said also is legabei dechia. Who's doicha who? Who's more chashuv? That's what we're talking about in parashas kisisa. So what we do is first we have the parashah of the Mishkan, and then Shabbos, meaning Mishkan goes only so far, but it's not doicha Shabbos. Stop. In modern Hebrew, they say stop. So Shabbos doicha Mishkan, not lehefech. And the Gurariya explains why you need the special miyut of ach. L'chor, why do you need the miyut of ach? To show that it's not doicha Shabbos. You already have the Shabbos come second, so you can see what the Gurariya says. However, when the nidon is klapei the etzem ha'isur Shabbos, k'sha nidon hu, klapei etzem isur Shabbat, klapei atzmo b'mane esar, ve'ena nidon b'mitzvah, k'neged mitzvah acheret. Now we have another nidon. We want to know what the dinim of Shabbos are. Is this permitted on Shabbos or forbidden on Shabbos? You're asking your Rav. You know, the two types of, more than two types, but the two types of, two of the types of Rabbanim are one Rav you go to for halacha, and another Rav you go to for musar, for chassidus, for avoda, for esaurus. So, Parashas Kisisa, that's the Hesiris Parasha, the Cheshivas of Shabbos. And the Parashas Vayakel is the Dinam of Shabbos, the Psak. What's the Halacha, Rabbi? He opens up his Piskei Tshuvas. He's got, you know, his Piskei Tshuvas getting thicker and thicker. And when they came out with Shabbos, you know, like 30 years ago, very thin volume. But I guess he saw he had something good going, and then it got thicker and thicker. And then a few years ago, he redid Shabbos. Already two volumes, two very, very thick volumes. Okay, Shabbos is Mayim Shein himself. In any case, in Vayakha, we're talking about the Etzem Yisr of Shabbos. It's not connected mitzvah acheres. Why should Shabbos come second? It's not talking in relationship to others. It's talking about its own dinim. It's talking about the dinim of Shabbos. What is included in the Yisr of Shabbos? So since it's not vis-a-vis something else, if it's vis-a-vis something else, like in Kisi, so what's more chashuv? So Shabbos comes second to show that Mishkan is important, but Adkan, until you get to Shabbos, then it stops. But here we're talking about Shabbos and Vayakel, vis-a-vis the dinim of Shabbos. What's Asar on Shabbos? And the answer is, Malachas HaMishkan are Asar on Shabbos. So there's no reason to put Mishkan first. Shabbos isn't relating to Mishkan. Shabbos is relating to Shabbos. Dinim of Shabbos, Shabbos comes first. Meaning, we have a din to keep Shabbos. We have a din, you have to keep Shabbos. And once you learn about Shabbos, then when you get to the next parasha, you say, oh, but you have melechas and mishkan. And then you say, wait a second, we just learned that you know how to do melech on Shabbos. So no melech is allowed to be done on Shabbos. When it comes to Dechiyah, Shabbos has to come second. The Shomalechas and Mishkan only goes so far, but here it stops because it's one in relation to the other. And here it doesn't have to come second, because here we're just talking about Shabbos La'atzma, Surei Shabbos. So first we said there's no reason. In other words, it's not a pshat. I think that the Mishkan has to come second, but there's no reason that the Mishkan should come first. Here, there's no reason the Mishkan should come first because the Shabbos isn't relating to the Mishkan. Shabbos is relating to Shabbos. Shabbos is just relating to Shabbos. You have a din, you have to keep Shabbos. And it's a very strong din. When you read that parasha of Shabbos, you say, wow, it's really, really awesome. So now when you get to the next parasha and you read about the Mishkan, you say, all right, I'll do the Mishkan thing, but not on Shabbos. But it's not that the point of Shabbos is not to be written in relationship to the Mishkan. By the way, that's why it's very good that it says Ach. It says Ach in the parasha of Shabbos in Kisisa, because Ach is being memayit Melechas HaMishkan, because it's taka relating to the Melechas HaMishkan. But here it's less relating to the Melechas HaMishkan. Here it's relating to Shabbos. And I'm saying Shabbos is a very, very Asur day. How Asur is it? Well, when you get to the next parasha, you should just know that Shabbos isn't specifically telling you about the next parasha, but you know you're not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos. The Yisur of Shabbos is very strong. So, Mel is no malacha that's allowed to be done for the Mishkan, to build a Mishkan. And that's why Moshe was Mishana the Seder, Kilo. Because in Parshas Kisisa, the Seder is first you have to have, and that's how he was told it, first you have to have Mishkan, and then to show Mishkan only goes so far. Shabbos is more Chashev. And here, it's Behakel. So, he starts out with Shabbos, because here the Nidon is Etzem Yisurei Shabbos, not necessarily in relationship to anything else. And then when Mishkan comes afterwards, you say, ah, makes sense that Shabbos even Asur's Melechas Shemayim. Not only Melechas Adam. So being rewritten first, we're showing that Shabbos is like an absolute. It's not a relationship to the Mishkan, it's an absolute. Absolutely, not allowed to do Melech on Shabbos. So Mimela, when you get afterwards to Melechas Shemayim by the Mishkan, you'll know you're not allowed to do Melech. Because Shabbos is an absolute, like Abedine Shabbos. Hashem came to Parshas Kisisa, where it's relating more to the Melech of the Melech of the Mishkan. Come second. The show, Mishkan goes only so far, goes only until Shabbos. Shabbos is more Chashev. Here it's not a matter of more Chashev or less Chashev. We're talking about the Dinim of Shabbos. The answer is Dinim of Shabbos are absolute. And if I do, when you get to Melech of Shemayim, it's going to include that. Okay, of course, Harbe Drachim La. Lamakoim, but this is one mahalach in the sugya. Mitzvah Hashem, hopefully we'll be zeichet to see more in the future. Shalom, shalom. Thank you so much for listening.